AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Family and friends said goodbye in Elizabeth City, North Carolina to Andrew Brown Jr.
We know Andrew rests. Rest in the Lord.
Brown was shot and killed by police. Reverend Al Sharpton issued a powerful call for transparency and the release of body camera footage of Brown's shooting. He likened the withholding of the video to a con job.
Don't want to release the tape. It might prejudice the grand jury. What, a grand jury is supposed to see the tape themselves? Shell game!
A judge ruled last week the video would not be made public for at least a month to avoid interference in a pending state investigation. Deputies were trying to serve Brown drug-related search and arrest warrants. 2 weeks from today, New York City subway trains will be running all night. Restrictions are being lifted as coronavirus cases go down. Governor Andrew Cuomo says don't expect everything to get back to normal right away.
Broadway, for example, has a schedule. They have to produce a play before they can sell the play. So there's a schedule for them.
The average number of new coronavirus cases per day in the U.S. fell below 50,000 for the first time since October. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the economic outlook is brightened, but the recovery remains uneven.
The economic downturn has not fallen evenly on all Americans, and those least able to bear the burden have been the hardest hit.
President Biden went to coastal Virginia to pitch his education plan. He wants 2 years of tuition-free community college.
To become a teacher, an entrepreneur, or anything else, for some, it's getting an extra training through a certificate program to get a good-paying job.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans are willing to spend up to $600 billion on infrastructure, much less than what the president wants. President Biden is formally lifting the nation's refugee cap to 62,000 this year, weeks after facing bipartisan blowback for his delay in lifting former President Trump's limit. The Dow finished up 238 points. This is AP News. One of the largest concerts to take place in the U.S. since the start of the pandemic was taped over the weekend for a TV special. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Jennifer Lopez singing Sweet Caroline. Yeah, that happened. It was part of Global Citizen's Vax Live concert outside Los Angeles Sunday that also featured Eddie Vedder, Foo Fighters, J Balvin, and her. The concert will be shown on ABC, CBS, and YouTube on Friday to encourage vaccinations against COVID-19 and more global distribution of vaccines. Model Chrissy Teigen says getting the vaccine means getting back to the things we love.
We can come together as a nation again so we can see our grandparents, hug our grandparents, and go to brunch.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Fire rescuers and medical staff in Tennessee used a power saw and screwdrivers to extract a toddler from an antique wooden barrel in which he became wedged during a visit with his grandparents. Ed Donahue, AP News.